today on the Clock Tips Podcast. And if you shine light, instead of feeling sleepy, you'll feel awake. The light itself, though, also goes to the SCN, this clock region in your brain. And if it goes there in the dark, instead of during the daytime, the brain goes, wait a second, what is going on? And it causes some disruption to the normal way that your clock works. Welcome to the Clock Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Melissa Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Let's talk about why lights at night might be a bad idea. So, growing up, you might have had a night light in your room because maybe you were a little scared of the dark. And that sounds like a good idea. And maybe now you still have lights in your room, whether it's on your clock or your TV might stay on while you sleep, or maybe you keep the hall lights on. But is light at night really such a bad thing? So, why is light at night bad for us? Well, if you look outside, you might notice that there's a time of the day that it's sunny, or at least bright, and a time when it's dark. This is known as our day-night cycle. And this happens because our planet rotates on its axis, and sometimes it's facing the sun, and other times it's not. Our body tracks what the planet does and records this 24-hour day-night cycle every single day. And in a way, it expects it to happen. And so when we have interruptions to this day-night cycle, our brain knows that something is wrong. So how exactly does the light even get to our brain? And is it really causing that much disruption? Light gets to our brain through our eyes. And our eyes, of course, is important for us to see, but it also helps to regulate our circadian rhythms by sending light to the brain to tell it what time of day it is relative to daytime and the nighttime. And one thing we cannot seem to do is trick our brain that it's really day when it's night or it's really night when it's day. It knows what's going on. So when the cells in our eyes receive light information and send this information to the brain, it goes to specific parts of the brain that calculates and takes note of what time of day it's supposed to be. And one of these parts of the brain is known as the suprachiasmatic nucleus. It's a small structure in the middle of your brain towards the bottom of the brain in a place called the hypothalamus. And this area is also known as the master clock of the brain. There are lots of other timekeeping areas in the brain and the body, but this one is a really important area for receiving light information and knowing what time of day it is. So, what happens when the light comes at the wrong time, like at nighttime? Light at night can do a couple things. One, it can suppress melatonin. And melatonin is known as the hormone that helps you feel sleepy, usually sometime before 11 p.m., maybe definitely before midnight. And if you shine light, instead of feeling sleepy, you'll feel awake. The light itself, though, also goes to the SCN, this clock region in your brain. And if it goes there in the dark, instead of during the daytime, the brain goes, wait a second, what is going on? And it causes some disruption to the normal way that your clock works. One of the things it might do, it can shift when you wake up or go to sleep the following day. This is known as a phase shift. Another thing that light exposure at night can do, other than suppressing melatonin and inducing a phase shift or a change in your activity onset the following day, is obviously disrupt your sleep. So if you turn on the lights in the middle of the night or sometime after it's dark and you're trying to go to sleep, you can feel wide awake and it's going to be hard to go back to sleep. Again, What's happening in the brain is that it's receiving information that, well, even though it's night, the lights are on, so something must be happening, and we're supposed to be alert like during the day. And so this is all confusing to the brain in the sense that it knows it's not supposed to be happening, and it's not going to react as it normally would if it was all dark. Now, can your brain sense the difference between bright light and dim light? The answer is yes. In your eye, you have different receptors for light that can tell the difference between different colors as well as different intensities of light. So, if the light intensity is really dim or bright or somewhere in between, your eyes can sense the difference. And you might have heard about blue light as something that might be helpful depending on the time of day or the circumstance, or harmful. If you look on your cell phone, you might see that there's a blue light blocker, or you might have blue light blocker glasses to filter blue light that comes through the screens. This is especially important at night when your brain needs to know that it's nighttime and not daytime anymore. But why blue light specifically? Blue light is the predominant activator of the cells that bring light information to that main clock region of your brain that I mentioned before, the SCN. So, if you shine blue light at the wrong time of the day, it will definitely have an impact on disrupting your clock if you shine it at night. Now, don't get me wrong, blue light isn't bad. You need it in the morning. That's why you should get up and, get some sunlight exposure. And those wavelengths of light tend to be more common in the morning, anyways, when you need it, naturally, of course. So, where to go from here? If it's dark outside, try to limit your light exposure. If you're going to bed, make sure that your room is dark and that you limit any type of light exposure as far as possible. And if you have to get up in the middle of the night for any reason, don't turn the lights on. Your brain will appreciate not being confused. Thanks for joining us today. Please visit our website at clocktips.com for more information about this podcast, how to join our ongoing research study, and more resources to help you improve your time, intuition, sleep, and productivity. If you found this information helpful or interesting, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with others and join the discussion on our social media platforms under the handle @myclocktips. Until next time, take care of yourself.